This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian, the host of the show, and I'm very happy to be here today and feeling better and better all the time. So thank you for the people that reached out and asked how I was doing. That was very kind, and I'm very appreciative. In studio with me today, I have Mary Bartram Stone from Studio 1257, who was my very first guest ever on the show on April Fool's. So Mary, welcome back.
So glad to be here, and so glad you're back and feeling better.
Oh, thank you so much. Since Mary was on the show, it's like I follow her all the time on her lives that she does. They do great lives on Facebook from their studio, and I don't know, I think I found a kindred spirit.
Absolutely.
when you were on and bonded and stuff. So some of the things that she posts just really speak to me, and I just really, really, really enjoy what you put out there and the content of what you put out there, because it's always about being positive and kind and empathetic and community minded and all things positive. And so I just appreciate that presence.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's just what we strived. When we opened our boutique, that's where it was based. You know, it was, what can we do for this community? How can we continue to get a positive message out there? And it just kind of grew, just in a wonderful way. The positive response, the support for the community, the support for us. You know, as crazy as we are, opening a business during a COVID pandemic, but the community just rallied and supported us. So every turn, we turn around and support them right back again.
And I think that, you know, it's so special to see, but I, you know, they always say, like, what you put out there is kind of what comes back to you. And I truly believe that, in the way that if you're out there and you're putting out positivity and kindness and, you know, just good vibes and supporting your community, then they do respond back and they want to see that be successful. You know, people that value that. And
right.
I'm one of those. And so it's really exciting to see that you guys are doing great and you've done some cool new things.
Yes.
Like with the baseball and the American Legion.
Yes.
You did that
growth.
This year.
Absolutely.
And so seeing growth and seeing just these also different connections that you're making in the community is just awesome. So anyway, super excited to have you back. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're going to talk more on ways to help our community and things that you guys are doing at the boutique a little later on. So last week, when we talked about some of the upcoming shows that we were having, I had mentioned that today we would kind of be touching on the 20th anniversary of September 11th, because that is Saturday. And, you know, on the calendar, it says it's Patriots Day. So just kind of wanted to bring awareness with that. I know with, not that we would ever forget September 11th. And I hope that we never do. And, but you know, there's a lot of people out there that weren't even born then now.
Absolutely.
And so that's one way to think about it is, you know, are there different ways that we can talk about it, you know, with our young, or engage our young in it and stuff. And so we found a few ways about that too, that we'll talk about a little later on. But just wanting to make sure that, you know, the hashtag Never Forget was started, and that we continue that on and remember that day in whatever that means to anybody. And so Mary and I were just talking before the show a little bit and kind of touching on some of the talk points and things, and I had said, well, one of the things I have today was to talk about, you know, just closing your eyes and taking that deep breath and trying to remember exactly where you were in that moment. And Mary, your response to me was, of course I do. Everybody remembers. And then I had to admit, I literally don't, because I was, I think, frozen. But share with us.
Well, it's It's interesting. I mean, 20 years doesn't seem like that long, yet at the same time, I mean, it feels like it was yesterday. But in our case, my youngest was less than a month old. So I was sleeping. I was trying to sleep. I remember where my
husband, mother of a newborn, I know, always trying to catch those moments.
We had three under the age of four at that time.
So, oh my goodness.
I was trying to sleep. My husband was working nights. He was sleeping and the phone rings. And of course, you just like get irritated immediately. The phone rings. I pick it up and it's my sweet mother-in-law saying, you guys need to turn on the TV right now. You got to go turn the TV on. There's horrible things going on. There's been a plane crash. And I'm like, I don't care about a plane crash. I just want to go to sleep. And so I go, okay, I'll go turn it on, which I didn't. I got the phone and went back to sleep. But, you know, by then you were awake. So we got up. And at that point on, we were glued to the TV. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my husband has a military background. And so his brain worked a little differently than mine did, right? So the conversation started. But I think probably what the biggest sense was just gathering those you love close. Mm-hmm. It's like, I need to know where you are. I need to be able to touch you. I need to be able to hear you. I need to know you're okay. Because mm-hmm. we didn't know what was going to happen next. And I think even in those first few hours, even hours, minutes, we didn't know what was coming next.
Right. Was this it?
Right. I mean, you hear about one, then you hear about the second, then you hear about the third, and you're on high alert, and you mm-hmm. don't even know what's coming next. How can we fight what we don't know is coming?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And just wanting to circle the wagons, like you said, you
exactly.
know, get all your chickadees in
exactly.
in order.
It was phone calls to loved ones, you know, the people that didn't, you know, weren't in the same town or you hadn't spoken to in a while. All of a sudden, you're picking up the phone saying, hey, are you okay? Where's mom? Where's dad? Where's Uncle Bill? Where's who? You know, you start mm-hmm. just going down the list. Where are these people? And like we said, it brings out different things in different people. It touches different emotions. But I think that one thing, you know, universally across the United States, it was that everybody circled the wagons. Mm-hmm. The entire nation circled the wagons. And we all came together. You were checking on your neighbors. You're making sure everybody was okay. How can I help? Mm-hmm. What can I do? And I remember we stopped and we thought, oh my gosh, everybody that could help, we're going to, like, police officers were heading into the station, firefighters were heading into the station, nurses and doctors were heading into the hospitals. And that's what we sat there and thought at the time was they just sat there and waited. Especially those nurses and doctors, they sat there and waited for the hundreds and thousands of people that never came. And my heart just broke. Mm-hmm. That is just a tremendous, tremendous, just anxiety. And oh my gosh, how do you deal with that? How do you handle that?
Right. You're sitting there amped up for what
right.
you think may be coming and
right.
then it doesn't. And that's why I think I feel perplexed is how I don't remember exactly where I was, but I remember being in front of a TV and seeing it and then just being numb.
And reliving, you know, all the right. replays and then the new information would come in. You would watch again thinking you're going to learn something new, but it was horrifying, absolutely horrifying.
And I think that, you know, it was, we weren't invincible in that moment. We were wounded. We were hurt. We were affected. We were wounded. And it's like, we're the United States of America. Like, that doesn't happen to us. And so it was definitely something that you always, as a child growing up, you know, with your 4th of July's and your feeling of patriotism or, you know, however your family raised you, it's like, we are the country that all the other countries want to be. Like, we are the United States of America.
Right.
And then in that moment, we were the ones that they were, other countries, like, I mean, France. I mean, I've seen all kinds of documentaries from other countries where they were weeping for us. They were praying for us. They
right.
were going to whatever religion they had, you know, in whatever country they are, and all of them, they were going and pleading for our safety and our well-being and for us to be okay. And so it wasn't even just us as America that kind of rallied and circled the wagons. It was really globally, which is so amazing that it's like we put aside our differences because somebody's hurting and you're just going to pray for them or you're just going to try to love them through that. And I just think that is so, so powerful and beautiful that it wasn't even just us as a nation. It was the world once over. Many countries talked about praying or lighting candles or whatever it was that they did spiritually to try to send as much positive energy our way as possible. And I just think that's absolutely beautiful. And I know that people view everything differently. And then, of course, now 20 years later, you know, all the other things that have come and unraveled since then. But it's like, even in the darkest hour, I'm going to try to look for that flower that's trying to find sunshine and grow through the rubble. That's just who I am. And so that's how I choose to look at it is September 11th was a horrific day in our country. And, you know, we lost almost 3,000 lives between the plane crashes and the right. World Trade Center and the Twin Towers, all of it. In a matter of days, and it's like that's horrible, and then not to mention all the people who were subjected to diseases from being in the buildings or inhaling that dust that we later lost. I mean, the number's right. far greater than
it
than
is,
that number.
And it keeps going, and it keeps growing. And I think you're right, though, when you talk about remembering and why every single year we remember, but to bring back that feeling where we are united, mm-hmm. and as a nation. No left, no right, no state line, no party line, nothing. We were united then. And every year on this date, we remember that. I hope we remember that. And I hope mm-hmm. we can come to that point where we're that united again. And it doesn't have to take a traumatic event to get us there. If we don't have each other's back, who does?
Right. I mean, September 12th is exactly what you're talking about. You know, the very next day where everybody was like, we're going to roll up our sleeves. We're going to pull up our bootstraps. We're going to open our wallets. We're going to just do and give right. and love and support and encourage. And we are going to get through this together. Together being the key word.
Correct.
And so we did. And that was, there's nothing bigger that you could be part of, actually. In anything that I've been a part of in life than the whole nation rallying together to support one another through this and support New York through this and you know, all the towns and the people affected by it. And I just feel like September 12th was a huge day. And the thing is all we did is we all made a conscious effort and a choice that day to get up and go, not again, or we're going to get back. We're going to rebuild. We will not be weakened or crippled by this. And we can still make that choice every day. And so, you know, part of me pleads, you know, I think our country's in trouble right now. So wake up tomorrow and make that choice to come together to try to make this the greatest nation and, you know, ever again. And and really truthfully just come together and be kind to each other, because we're sure seeing a lot of that division right now. And if we could never forget, can we never forget how we came together that day? And there really was no race, religion, you know, financial status, any of that. None of that took any part of it in those days following. It really just was.
Exactly.
We're all American.
Every single person.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And nobody questioned that.
No, it wasn't questioned.
So I think that's one thing. But we're going to touch more on this in just a minute. So we're going to be back with your cue. This is Shannon Sebastian on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. I'm Shannon Sebastian and have Mary Bartram Stone in here from Studio 1257 who's joining me today as we're talking about a multitude of things today, but we did start out talking about September 11th and that being this Saturday. And so some of the ideas that I found when trying to find different ideas that people could do of, you know, for children of different ages or things that we had available going on in the community or if people just wanted to feel connected in some way, shape, or form. So I have some different ideas here for you if you're interested in making that connection and stuff. So they are doing the what's called the Tribute to Light, where they light up the sky in New York City from dusk on September 11th until dawn on September 12th with the blue light that comes up from the Twin Towers. And there'll be videos of that, and I think you can go to the museum for 9/11, and they'll have some live videos and stuff, and I'm sure you'll see it on news and stuff like that. So anyway, but I always think that that's kind of a special way for at least the city of New York to do that.
Yes, absolutely. It just gives it's a visual. It's symbolic, and the thing is that you can watch it. You don't have to be there. I mean, you can find it streamed somewhere. And the museum, I believe you're right. I looked at that earlier, and they will have it.
Yeah, they have some really great ideas, and that's where I found some of the stuff. And so it's more, if you're back there, things you could do, but then we also have some closer to home. One of the things that we had talked about was engaging the youth that maybe, you know, were toddlers or weren't born yet or were interested in that. And so Mary and I were talking during the break that, and actually Alan and I talked about this earlier at the office, was how blue the sky was the day of 9/11. Like, there wasn't really a cloud in the sky. It was just blue, blue, blue all over. And that was one of the things that people commented on. And of course, after the attack, you know, all the planes were grounded. Like, they were no fly zone. And so all you could see was beautiful blue skies. And so one of the things that the museum is doing is called Remember the Sky. And so this is for everybody around the world to participate in. You take a picture of the sky wherever you were at on 9/11 and you post it on your Instagram with the hashtag #NeverForget911. And you can send it to @911Memorial. And they're going to use those in an exhibit and be posting them and sharing them all day long. So if you're, you know, a lot of the younger kids are on Instagram or have all these apps and stuff. So maybe the young kids can help some of us older kids with our Instagrams. And they can teach us something and we can have a conversation about, you know, that day with them. So that was something specifically thought of for the younger people to be involved in. On a more local level, out in Winston, we have the Cruise for a Cause is doing, at Riverbend Park, is doing a car show, and they're doing a service. I believe it starts at noon, and then followed by that live music and vendors and things like that. And the theme is Never Forget 9/11. And listening to, I was actually listening to Robin Grubbs in the morning yesterday. And Jen was on, and she was saying that, you know, there's no admission. You just come and make a donation or bring canned foods. But the money would be then donated to the first responders for classes, courses, or equipment that they may need. And
a great idea.
That's a great way to,
right,
you know, pay it forward. And so I thought that was cool. Another idea is... you know, cities are using their reader boards or something and putting up either the hashtag never forget 9/11 or we will always remember or whatever fits with your business or that you're comfortable putting up, maybe changing your reader board to that so people see that throughout the weekend. Also, the races, talked to Rob right before I came in, and the races are letting active service men and women and first responders all free in to the races this Saturday. So I think there's a lot of things out there for us to try to honor first responders and servicemen and women. If you see somebody out eating in that's a first responder or a serviceman, you know, maybe pick up the tab. There's all kinds of things that we can do to show our appreciation and pay it forward. So one of the things that we kind of wanted to talk about here today was the fact that when faced with hard times, faced with you know, just struggles, we showed up, and we showed up in a big way. And when UCC, the shooting at UCC happened, boy, we showed up in a big way, Douglas County. We really, really did. And that level of care or consideration and support is, I just think, I know there's got to be other counties out there that think they're just as great as we are, but they're mistaken. and so I just always feel like we show up and we take care of our own. And, you know, maybe that's the place that we start, is just right here in our own hometown, is taking care of our own. And so we do have a local business that, Mary, I'm going to actually let you talk about it and tell us a little bit about Smokey G's. And then when we come back from break, we'll talk about our ideas on how to help.
Absolutely. You're right. Douglas County just has this innate way of coming together. I mean, we are rural. We are a farming community. We come together. It doesn't matter the distance between you and your neighbor. It doesn't matter the distance between you and the next town. This county has such a sense of community that we never hesitate. We never hesitate to reach out and help those who need it. And it recently came to our attention that the owners of Smokey G's Barbecue, and Smokey G's Barbecue is a food truck. They circle through and usually end up at most of the breweries in town. So if you go to any of the breweries, you've probably sampled some of the most amazing barbecue you will ever have.
And I know they've been at Costco before and just won some awards at the food
wonderful,
truck race.
Wonderful and, yeah. Food and wonderful people. I mean, Caleb knows his smoking. he knows how to do it right. But this is a family who has come under some amazingly difficult, hard times in the last few months. One thing I think Douglas County is also very strong is in its entrepreneurial spirit. Whether it is someone who is at the farmer's market or whether it is small business, this community, this county, is really entrenched in entrepreneurialism. Mm-hmm. but we are that. So that when you get to small business, and that's something you guys understand, our community understands, is small business owners. And when we say small business owners in Douglas County, we're talking businesses that have less than 50, have less than 20 employees, have less than 10 employees. I mean, these are small.
Right.
But these are those people who show up every day. They are the ones who are sweeping the stoop. The owners are the ones who are cleaning the windows. The owners are the ones who are changing the light bulbs. The owners do it all. And you have to stop and think, when you're a small business and when you're a business owner, if you get sick, if something happens and you cannot open the door, your income stops. That's it. So when you are dealing with a family illness in your business and you have to close the doors or you can't show up, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt quick. And this is where, as a community, I couldn't pinpoint exactly where it started, but Two Shy Brewery and Old Soul Pizza both stepped up, and they will be donating a 50% of all sales through the end of this week to Caleb and Diana. That's a lot. So, and it just doesn't stop there. I mean, I was talking with Too Shy, and I looked up their information. They were going to donate half of all their tasting room sales, including gift certificates. Right?
Yeah,
that's a lot. That's key. And we're going to talk about that in a minute.
We're going to talk about that.
Old Soul Pizza is also donating 50% of all sales, dine-in and takeout, plus gift certificate sales. This, I mean, we all like to eat out. We love pizza. We love our breweries. And we love our barbecue. So we are going to support Caleb and Diana Smokey Cheese Barbecue. And just those, it's just a small way, right? This is how we come together to give back.
And I imagine that, you know, since this news is new, that, you know, maybe there'll be other times or places or
And I have. I've heard rumblings of other companies and other businesses stepping up. I'm just not going to speak out of turn and say what they're going to do. But there is rumblings, and I know there's going to be people that jump in and do more stuff just
Absolutely.
To help this family.
And I think that, you know, when you are dealing with a major medical crisis or situation, that we have shown in the past that we can really step up and help and donate or put together an event or
Absolutely.
Whatever to help the burden, because people should really only be worried about their loved ones and helping them through, you know, their time of illness.
Exactly. You have your worry and your care. It's hard enough because you should be fully focused on getting well. And when your focus is split and you're worrying about how you're going to pay the bills, how you're going to keep the doors open, how you're going to, you know, keep your customers satisfied and all these things, that's an extra stress. But when you can focus just on healing and getting better and taking care of you and your family, and if there's a little bit of way we can ease the other financial burden, then we're going to do it. And I, you know, our boutique, obviously we don't sell beer and we don't sell pizza. Well, not out front. not saying we don't partake in the back, but we don't have that to give. But this is we have felt since we opened. I mean, we've been fortunate enough to open a year ago, right? So we've been open just over a year. But the main thing we did when we opened was start our Small Town Proud Community Fund.
And I'm going to stop you there because I think we're going to take a break, because I really want you to go into detail about that.
Perfect.
So we'll be back in just a moment here. This is Shannon Sebastian with Mary Bartram Stone on Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. And I am Shannon Sebastian here in studio with Mary Bartram Stone. And we're just chatting about all kinds of different things today. And I'm actually proud of us because we haven't full-on cried about anything yet. So
just wait.
Yeah, okay.
We're not done yet.
Okay. I might have spoke too soon, but I was really proud because we're both that creature. But so when we went to break and we had talked about, which we'll touch back on again, but Too Shy and Old Soul doing some specials and donating their profits and things like that. And then Studio 1257 is as well as part of your Small Town Proud.
Right. So the 1257 Boutique last year, honestly was really close to this time because it was right when we had the fire, really bad wildfires, right?
Right. Yeah. Glide.
It got crazy. And our family has a lot of deep roots in Glide. So we were very connected and we didn't know what to do. People were losing their homes daily and it was heartbreaking. So we came up with Small Town Proud. nothing to us defined. We talked about the sense of our county and our community and how they come together.
Absolutely.
We are a small town. We've never had a problem trying to be who we aren't. We are a small town. And we're proud of who we are and what we accomplish. So we came up with our Small Town Proud line of T-shirts, sweatshirts, and bags in a way to bring the community together. So we started this line, and the profits from every shirt or sweatshirt or tote bag that's sold goes into the community fund. Last year, so we have a community fund. We start just stashing money. And every time we sell a shirt, you know, that money goes into that fund. And last year, between our donations of shirts itself, clothing, and money, we were able to donate thousands of dollars to people who had lost and had nothing. And when you are in that position, when you don't have anything, you would be amazed at the smallest thing that brings a smile, the smallest thing that helps. Mm-hmm. And we would deliver a sack of clothes and the smiles and the, oh my gosh, I don't care. Give it to me. That's what I need. I need something that doesn't smell like smoke. I need something, right? Mm-hmm. There were so many different things that we could do for our community. And the outpouring of help that came from, you know, every corner of Douglas County to help those in need. So we continued with our Small Town Proud line. We've had it up all year. We will continue to have it up in whatever portion we can in our store. So when people come in, we talk to them about what Small Town is. That's who we are. That defines who we are. And the pride that goes behind it. And then how the money then goes back to our community. So we keep this little kitty of just cash where we can help people. So when we heard about it, Caleb and Diana, it was a no-brainer. We dipped into our fund because they need help. But we didn't want to stop there. So, of course, we still have our shirts and our sweatshirts. And so any of the profits from those shirts automatically go back into this community fund. But we decided also to do more. So we are having a raffle. So for $5, you get a raffle ticket. And the winner, and at this point, with as many interests as we have, we're going to have winners because we can't give more than. But we'll have a bundle. Mm-hmm. The winner will get a T-shirt, a sweatshirt, and a bag of the Small Town Proud, and your choice of color, whatever it is. And I know I delivered yours to you over there.
I know. It's. I was going to say, I didn't interrupt you because you were speaking so perfectly, that it is so soft. And when I saw you even handling it, I'm like, oh, it's soft. I know it's soft. It is so soft and yummy. And I just, yeah, I love it. Mine's blue.
Yours is
blue. Small town proud.
That's
and it's
right.
Beautiful. And I love it. And then so, I got my raffle tickets.
And your raffle tickets. That right. So $5 per ticket. And on the 17th, we will draw our winners. And all the money from those raffle tickets goes directly back to the family. It's you stop and think it's nothing. It's the least we could do. You can also, we set up a way that you can buy the raffle tickets online. So people can actually go to our website and then go to the 1257.com and search for Small Town Proud, and you will find a way to buy raffle tickets online. And I've been sending out snapshots of your tickets with your name on it to those people who are buying online. It's like, look, here's your tickets. Here, they're going in the bag. I mean, I just want people to know that, yes, we're taking care of you because you were helping take care of one of us. Mm-hmm. And it is so important. It's the people, like I said before, the small town business owners, the entrepreneurs who put everything on the line to do what they love. You know, that's the heart. So we have to support that. We have to bring that up and lift that up any way we can.
Well, and we do want to support our small businesses and our local businesses and good, wonderful people who are running them. And, you know, it's like just to come across hard times and have somebody reach out or for them to feel the sense that the community has rallied behind them is going to mean everything. I mean, I can only imagine. I mean, you know, just being gone and not being on a few episodes and having people reach out and say, where are you? You're not there. Are you okay? Something can't be right. You're never gone. Like,
right.
You don't do these things. So it meant a lot because it's like your absence is noted. Your not
you
being
know
there
you
is
make
noted.
A difference.
And
yes.
So it's like, I always joke about the six people, but it's just so much more than that. And so to have people reach out or message me on Facebook or the queue and ask, you know, is something right? Are you all right? You know? And so for them, I can only imagine having, you know, been ill recently and people reaching out, how how that will make them feel, you know, loved, cared for, thought of, and supported, which is everything during your time of need. And then the financial piece on top of it is just such a huge blessing, such a huge blessing. And so I'm very grateful that you guys are doing that, and that I'm getting a beautiful soft shirt out of it and raffle tickets and all kinds of stuff. So the thought of this was, and kind of tying these two things together, was when bad things happen in our country, in our community, in our county, in our city, we respond, and we always have, and I feel like Douglas County always will. And so here's this time that these two wonderful people that own a small business and have probably put food in many, many bellies in Douglas County are in need, and might be for some time, actually, hopefully we'll get one of them back and then the other one back, you know, or at least get them up and going. So to honor our first responders, or, you know, just say the police or the firemen or whoever, because of 9/11, it would be, to me, like this double giving if you went to Old Soul or Too Shy or whoever else is going to jump on the bandwagon, get it out there loud and proud soon, and buy a gift certificate, you know, whatever that may be, and use it later, or go have dinner or whatever, but buy a gift certificate and drop it off with a thank you card to, you know, the police department or something like that. And if they get multitudes of them, then they can bless their guys during hard times, that, you know, they can put them away. And when there is something where they're on call, you know, or around the clock on duty, for something major, you know, they can help take care of them and get them something, or use them as rewards or something. But anyway, you could bless this beautiful couple by the money being donated then to them, and also our first responders. And
it is. It's a great way to bring it full circle. I mean, everybody likes to go out to eat at one point or another. So whether you are heading down to Too Shy, or you're taking your family to Old Soul or whatever it is, and
you're
having
really
your dinner.
Soft t-shirt.
Or you're going to go pick up a really soft small town proud shirt. But whatever it is you're going to be doing, like if you're having dinner out, you know, that extra $20 towards a gift certificate that you can, like you said, re-gift that, give that to, take it over to Mercy and those emergency room nurses and doctors who are totally taxed right now. And I know the National Guard's there also. Mm-hmm. And then you also have the police stations, the fire stations around town. Everybody is just taxed. They are just overdone.
The fire department just said they were going to have to close the one on Harvard for a smidgen because of lack of staffing.
Right.
So, I mean, that right there in yourself lets you know everybody's feeling the...
There's a lot of pressure. There's
staffing issues.
It is. It's mm-hmm. It's everywhere. But, yeah, it just takes that full circle. You know, you've had a wonderful dinner, or you had a wonderful night out, and cap that off with a $20, $30, $40 gift certificate that you can then re-gift and give to someone else. In honor of 9/11, mm-hmm. in honor of these people who continually, day in and day out, support everybody in our community. This is what we've spent a lot of time over the past year bringing that to light, and how these first responders are our heroes and what they do without question. You and I talked about in the mm-hmm. beginning, you know, these are all these people that don't hesitate. These are the ones that run into the burning building. These are mm-hmm. the ones that are on the front lines no matter what. And they just don't question. They just do. So you just don't question. You buy that gift certificate and you pass it off to them to say, thank you. We see you. Mm-hmm. We hear you. We understand what you're going through. And this is our way of supporting you.
One of the quotes, because there were so many powerful moments and things said after 9/11. And so one of them was from President Barack Obama. And it said, even the smallest act of service, the simplest act of kindness, is a way to honor these we lost, a way to reclaim the spirit of unity that followed 9/11. And so this is a small act of kindness. I mean, but if we all are doing it, it can really be a huge impactful thing on those we're blessing with the cards, whoever that may be. And the fact that you went and bought this, and it would also, truthfully to me, even though I don't own the boutique or the pizza parlor or Too Shy, to me it would feel good to see the response of people coming in and actually taking part in that, to know that your word is getting out and that your message is getting out, and to really be able to help those folks. So let's do that. We need to take our last final break here, and we'll be right back with the end of the show and some final thoughts. So this is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Shannon Sebastian here with Premier Insurance, and Mary with the 1257 Boutique, which is located on Harvard Avenue across from Pete's Drive-In. For all of you that haven't been there yet, you need to go get your soft small-town pride shirt.
It is. It's funny how I get people that'll stop and say, I drive by here all the time. It's like, we do. We are so busy day in and day out that, you know, when do you take the time to stop by? So we are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and then Saturdays are 10 to 4. So if you can't get there during the week, stop on by on a Saturday. That's when it's, you know, that's like our visit day. That's when people come and you can actually have a little time to chat and and just, you know, then the stories start coming out, and then all the small town proud stories start coming out. And, you know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful way just to catch up and meet new people and make new friends. But yes, we will be there. And our raffle goes through September 17th. So you'll have your chance to buy raffle tickets through then. Then, like I said, they're $5 a piece. You can buy them in store. You can buy them online. And then we will choose our winners on the 17th. And to me, here's the thing, and this, I don't want this to sound real cheesy, but to me, everybody that is buying a ticket is a winner.
Yeah, this, I mean, there's just no good.
It is. It's all heart. I mean, these people have come in and talked to us about it. It's like, really, someone needs help, and the wallet's open. And I'm just like, really? Mm-hmm. Because to be honest, after the year we've had, everybody is hurting. I mean, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Businesses are closing. People are out of work. People are hurting. But when it comes to helping another person, they just don't hesitate. Mm-hmm. And that is our community. That sums it up. Just boom, we're there. Mm-hmm. How can we help?
I actually talked about that last week after being so sick with the COVID and stuff like that. I hadn't had a TV on. I hadn't had my phone on in a couple weeks. I wasn't able to breathe. I mean, that was my main focus in life. And so I felt so, on the show last week, I talked a little bit about, I felt so lost or behind, like 2 weeks of life and current events and all of this had happened, and I had turned on the TV and it was just like bad. And so I was like, I just think that each of us is looking for that something positive and something bigger and something that just is inclusive, because we're in our own little bubbles. You know, it's, COVID has kind of done that by separating us, and not just blaming it on that, but we were for a year kind of in these little bubbles and we haven't fully merged. And so to be some part of something greater or positive or whatever, I think so many of us are craving that, to just do good in the world, that I absolutely see people doing that. And I hope you guys get a wonderful response, and I hope Too Shy does, and Old Soul, and just bless you all for doing that and for
blessing
the family.
Let's help they sell out. That's the ultimate right there. So if Old Soul Pizza sells out every single day for the rest of the week, my heart will be full.
Right.
My brother may hit me.
It's okay.
But both, okay. I know for a fact, but both these companies, Too Shy and Old Soul, they are continuing giving back to this community. This is just one more step. This is just one more way. It doesn't surprise me they are doing this. But go to Too Shy. Yeah. Grab a beer. talk to some friends, grab a pizza, share that, share your gift certificate with someone else. This is our community. Mm-hmm. This is who we are.
Well, I just really hope that today, you know, we did talk about 9/11. That is Saturday, Patriot Day. There's so many different things going on across the country, even in our community, you know, and some people feel safe right now going out, some people don't. But it doesn't make a difference if you do or you don't go to something. You can just still reflect and
remember. Absolutely.
And make that choice again, like we said, to come together, to be kind, to lift each other up, to be special. And before we go here, before Dale hits me with some music in a minute, I have to say, last Thursday I left the studio, and I always talk about kindness, and I always talking about being good people and empathetic. And then I was driving down Garden Valley Boulevard, and this guy on a motorcycle came in between the two cars and down the middle of the road, and just drove like a crazy man and reached out and hit his hand on my side mirror, which scared me to death because, mind you, I haven't been driving in 5 weeks. So I feel like the student driver. And I felt like all this road rage all of a sudden. And then I thought, nope, be kindness, be good, be empathetic. And I gave my your cue speech to my own self. So it works, people. Make the choice. Make that effort. Next week, we're going to have Dr. Tim Powell on the show. Wonderful man. Mary, thank you for being on here.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And just God bless, and God bless America. We will see you next week, everybody. Thanks, Douglas County. This is your Q, Shannon Sebastian, sponsored by Premier Insurance. Have a great day.